So let's take that even deeper as we invite you to close your eyes. Relax every part of your body. Allow yourself to feel supported, not just physically by the chair in which you sit, but supported by an entourage that comes flooding into the room and has been even before you arrived. For that entourage is always with you, traveling as part of the bubble of love that surrounds you. And that bubble of love, when it comes into a room full of other people who are aware of their bubble of love, you no longer sit in individual bubbles of love, but your bubbles of love have merged to create one bubble around this entire room that stretches way beyond this room. For that energy is multidimensional. It is not held and contained within a 3D container. It is being expanded and amplified by the field of coherence you create together as a group of old souls. So just relax and receive the flow of love swirling around and through each one of you. And as that love continues to swirl through you, in you, and around you, we invite not just the Magnetic Master, but the one who comes with love into the love bubble from the other side. Dear Kryon, we are ready to come a little closer to your message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. All of these things that follow now can be at the edge of a reality you think you understand. There has been a lot of talk, especially those who are light workers, about dimensionality. There have been those who will say that humanity in general is moving into another dimension. And of course, being the humans that you are and linear, you have to number your dimensions. And of course, you're in 4 now, so what are you moving toward? 5. Well, that isn't exactly so. One of the things that I would love to show you, and I wish I could, is the rainbow of energy that is multidimensional, which is all colors at once. It doesn't go from one color to another. It's always shimmering in a rainbow-like pattern that reacts to consciousness, a multidimensionality that you can't count on being a certain way or a certain number. That's what's happening. It's a confusing thing, especially to those who are used to spiritual energy. It's confusing because you're used to a certain sameness of what it feels like to be connected with spirit. Are you moving into another dimension? And the answer is kind of, and yes. And so what I want to teach in this moment, before we go into the green mist, is what is happening here, dimensionality-wise. Human consciousness is physics. So if you're going to think in a higher realm of consciousness, in that which is an angelic realm, perhaps. How many of you heard the veil is thinning? You are having this potential, this possibility of going to places you haven't gone to before in what you call reality. There are those who say, my reality is what I can see and touch and feel. That's my reality. Well, what if you could see, touch, and feel differently? That would be another reality, would it not? But there are some who don't understand that or don't want to go to there. But that's where we want to take you anyway. I have an axiom that as you become multidimensional, not moving into five, but moving into all, as you become multidimensional, things start to clear. It's not a condition of confusion. It's not a condition of fear. When you start moving into a higher dimensionality, the physics of consciousness itself starts to show itself to you. And the first thing you feel is peace. Don't be surprised if as you start to shift that which is your reality in these few moments, that something else happens. And that something else is peacefulness, aha experience, an experience perhaps that you would like to sustain and maintain. So back to dimensionality in general. Humanity has the ability to start moving into another dimension. And it's not just a few. So here is one condition on the planet that's for all. The planet is starting to move multidimensionally. When you change the magnetic grid of the entire planet, that enables the entire human civilization to do things they could not do before or be aware of things they were not aware of before. Those who don't want to, won't. So it's not a condition that's put upon humanity that changes everyone. It's an enablement that allows you to move into a higher path if you wish. It's different than you think. So you might say humanity is being prepared for a dimensionality shift, and it's starting right now. And you're feeling it. And there are so many who know and say, we're moving into another dimension. Yes, I feel it. Yes, I know. They wouldn't say that unless it was uniformly observable by so many of you light workers. But in that, there is an understanding, perhaps even a responsibility, for you to know it's not everyone. So you may be seeing and feeling and experiencing things that those next to you at work are not. And what do you do with that? And here is where mastery comes in. Because as you start expanding your awareness, you also start expanding your compassion. So those who are not aware or don't want to continue with that which is compassion or kindness, those who want to complain all the time, you can be right next to them and it won't rub off on you. You will rub off on them. And you can smile and listen to them and whatever, not engage with them in the same kind of complaints or even opinions, but love them anyway and be with them and they'll feel it. This is what the masters of the planet were known for. Kindness, listening, compassion. And that's what's starting to happen here. Perhaps you will find yourself going to a more compassionate stance, you might say, in the days to come, even because of this meeting. Because you're starting to accept what is being given and shown to you in ways that perhaps you didn't expect. All this to say, yes, the dimensionality of humanity is changing, and you are the first to see it, accept it, understand it, and work with it. So what follows is pushing the envelope of dimensional awareness. What if you have come to this meeting aware of what you're aware of, and now it's time to give allowance for still another increased awareness, as the dimensionality of this room only is going to be changed. I want to introduce to you the green mist.